What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I Por Favor with Alexia Nepola
and Marisol Patton, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Well, hello, my friend.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás, mi amiga? I miss you.
I know. I miss your face. I get to talk to you all the time.
And that's true. How was it
when Todd went on and you worked with Todd without me?
You know, well, I missed you, and that's for sure, but it was fun to do it with Todd.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, you know, I took over and spoke most of the time, like I usually do. But he didn't laugh as much as you did, but yeah, it was fun. Oh, I thought it was him that was coming in.
Oh.
You know, I guess he's really good at doing his, like, his own videos about himself and about real estate. Uh-huh. But I think that, like, yeah, to do a podcast with somebody else, even though he was, like, right here next to me, it's a different vibe.
Uh-huh.
But he'll get used to it.
Yeah. He's good at what he does. He can stay over there. He doesn't need to get used to my space, my spot.
Right. Yeah. This is the bro show. This is about you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Amigas.
And by the way, speaking of the bro show, I've gotten so many DMs about, please come to our city with your show.
Oh, I love it. I think our next city should be New York.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out New York.
Yes.
And let us know where we can do it. What's a good spot? Yeah.
Good idea. Good idea. Mm-hmm. And let's wait till it's a little bit warmer.
Why? I like the cold.
No, nobody wants to go out and see us when it's so cold. But, you know, April's a nice time to do a show in New York City.
Oh, well, that's like tomorrow already. Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
So what have you been up to? How was your Valentine's Day, by the way?
Oh, well, we had quite the bloodbath over here. Mm-hmm. It was quite tragic.
Well, at least you kept it on theme with red.
I was, you know, trying to make a beautiful roast, and I dropped a glass, and somehow it sliced my finger open, and I was bleeding everywhere, and I had to go get stitches. And so, you know, we stayed home.
Sorry.
And I had a throbbing finger, and, you know, I guess that was the universe saying, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't have that last screwdriver.
No, but then you needed more screwdrivers to numb the pain.
I was really pissed because I've broken two Arthur Court glasses in a week.
Which, so you were more pissed about that than about your finger.
Yeah, because they're hard to find, the animal glasses. You know, the old kind, the new ones I don't like so much. Anyway. You're welcome, Arthur Court, for the advertisement.
I'm happy that you're okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
And that we're able to do this today.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I had a lovely Valentine.
Yeah,
unlike some of the girls on our show that seem to be a little bit bored with their own lives.
Oh my God. We'll get into that.
So I wasn't into anything like that. I was enjoying my day and I had a beautiful dinner with Todd.
Yeah,
and look
Steve
how pretty the roses he sent me.
Those are gorgeous.
They're gorgeous.
Beautiful. Yeah, they're stunning.
You can't even really appreciate how beautiful they are.
I can from here. They look like a painting. Yes.
Beautiful. So we did that. We went.
Where did you go to dinner?
Molino. We went to Il Molino here at Aquilina.
Yeah,
we wanted to stay close by.
I opened that restaurant.
You know, they had.
But I had my.
You opened up a lot of restaurants. That's right.
You came to.
It's still one of my favorite. I know it's still one of my favorite places, and I love that it's so close to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a beautiful dinner and nothing. That's what we did. You know, I feel like it's unless we go on a trip, we usually just do that. We have a nice romantic dinner. Mm-hmm. And to me, Valentine's Day is every day. You know, I don't think it's just like one day you have to like go out to dinner and be lovey-dovey and kissing and, you know, and have sex. I think that should happen every single day is Valentine's Day for me.
But would it be five times a day?
No, I can stick to two times a day. Maybe three if I'm on vacation. But anyways, I guess she couldn't not hold having, you know, the sex, and that's why they got back together. What do you think?
I got
was she missing his sex?
I have a lot of different
theories. I think a lot of people have a lot of different theories by now and a lot of questions, but I don't think she's gonna answer any of them truthfully. So I guess we'll have to like stick on to our own
theories.
Exactly.
We'll be getting to our theories.
Yes.
Well,
but before that, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl because that was a lot more entertaining.
Yeah. I know you were happy. I know how much you were rooting for Kansas City.
Yes. And they did it at the end. They did it, but it was such a game.
Yeah.
And the performance, Usher's performance was incredible.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it so much. It was very 80s and
90s. Yeah, and Ludacris, that was good.
Lil Jon.
I went with Lil Jon too.
Oh,
sorry, cool. I'm bringing up all my old PR days today.
Oh yeah, the 80s and the 90s. Well, listen, you know, makes sense. You bring it up when it's relevant.
MTV used to come do the awards here? They did it a few summers, but the hurricane weather was so bad, they stopped doing them here. And I did some party for Lil Jon, for Outkast, tons of people.
Outkast, yeah, cool.
Back in the day, Linkin Park, I did a pool party. Anyway, enough about
the old days. Todo, mi amiga.
I had to hustle. Mm-hmm. I like good things. I need my money.
I know.
Anyway, yeah, I was really happy that they won. And
what about Taylor? Can we talk about Taylor? Yeah, by the way, I have her outfit. So I have that corset, but I don't wear it with those pants. So the pants are area. And if you see, I wore them last time I was in New York.
The
corset is Dionne Lee, and I actually wore it on the Ultimate Girls trip, but with a skirt. So she put it together. So I was like half of the time going to my closet trying to find. Yeah. Oh, look,
the outfit. Like, you got to pull it back out. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, Todd thought it was a good idea if I would put it on and put on some red lipstick and post it. But, you know, I'm not that thirsty, you know, and I'm not here trying to like compete like some other people. You know, I didn't want to break the internet during the Super Bowl.
I appreciate that.
I didn't do that.
Because you know what? A lot of people
were trying to do it.
Would have paused the Super Bowl and looked at you.
Of course.
And you would have
said, yeta loca. No, but I saw when I saw, I'm like, oh, my God, I have that top. Mm-hmm. And then later when they showed her pants, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have those pants. And of course, I have the red lipstick. You know, you and I love a red,
la bimba roja. We love that totally. By the way, if we're going to talk about all these things, how horrible the shootout at the parade, the Super Bowl parade.
You know, it's so tragic and it's so unfortunate.
You can't do anything organized anymore. It started reminding me of the Boston Marathon. Like, groups of people just can't get together anymore. You can't even go to school.
No, it's very scary, safe. These times that we're living. I mean, actually, Todd and I were talking about it last night, and I was telling him that I feel like in America, these things happen a lot more than Europe.
I said that to Steve,
and,
too.
And, you know, I'm super pro-Europe. So just because, like, the lifestyle there, you know, I lived there so many years, and, you know, I always felt more safe there. Obviously, it was other times. It was so mm-hmm. many years ago, so, like, mm-hmm. the whole world has changed. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's really safe to live anywhere, and I think we do have, you know, a great country and I love to live here, but sometimes, you know, I feel unsafe here, like you're saying, at any concert, all these things, you know, that we're talking about right now, that you're in a particular place and you're thinking, wow, can anybody like next to me, you know, have a gun right now and take mm-hmm. it out and start shooting mm-hmm. people? It's mm-hmm. a really mm-hmm. scary, really frightening way of living.
Or blow themselves up with bombs in their backpack, getting too sorry, or go mm-hmm. to a mall. That's why I don't leave my
house.
But
I don't want to talk about this anyway. I want to talk about the Super Bowl. Kansas City won 25-22 in overtime.
I was so happy about that.
It was so good. Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
I know you did.
Because I knew we were going to talk about it. And I was at my girlfriend's house and she has a rocking chair and I was rocking it like crazy. I almost went backwards.
Like you're doing now?
Yeah, because I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Plus, it was exercise. I told Steve to get me one of those chairs. You know, I need to get a little movement going. And
oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's such a great quarterback. I mean, quarterback. Oh my God. Quarterback. Mahomes. Yes. Yeah. Mahomes is amazing. I knew he wasn't going to let us down. You know, the other guy did great. Purdy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, he doesn't have the experience that Mahomes has. Mm-hmm. But they actually have a great team and they have a really good chance of winning the Super Bowl sometime soon, but not really as long as Mahomes a quarterback.
I really would love for the Dolphins to win a Super Bowl. I think the last time they had a winning season was 1976. Am I hanging out there?
No, I gave up. Team. You know, some seasons have had good seasons, but that's why I had to get a second team. So now I have the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're not letting me down.
That's right. You had to get your backup team. I'm with you.
So what did you think about Taylor, like making it there on time and all the times that they cut back to her?
Mm-hmm. So, of course, she had to be there on time. She mm-hmm. must have been so excited. I just kept looking at them going, my God, those two are just have a star on their head. They just can't lose. Whatever they do, they just turns to gold. And I can't wait for that
wedding.
Talking
about losing, he lost a little bit of control.
Yeah.
When he, you know.
I saw that.
With the coach. You know,
yeah. I'm dying to know what that was all about.
Well, he was pissed off. Obviously, he has like a little bit of issues. Yeah, he took him out and he wanted to stay. But it was just like his attitude, mm-hmm. you know, that he did. I don't know. I saw a little side of craziness in Travis. But I want to say that it's the Super Bowl because it's a lot of tension. They have a lot of pressure. Well, and even after when he was receiving the trophy, he went like on a rant. But it was like a fun rant, right? He was like screaming and stuff. I don't know. I didn't know that side to him. So it was interesting to see that and kind of like to see her face like, ay, Dios mío.
Well, as long as he takes it out on the ball and the players and the field and not
on Haiti.
Yeah.
Right. No, you know, there's a lot of guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then con las mujeres, they're like super sweet and whatever. And, you know, and that's how you need to be.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I think that people are just giving like different opinions and just like saying, oh, you know, like, we didn't like that we saw that in Travis. You know, these are signs and whatnot. But, you know, a lot of people talk a lot of things.
That's all right. Well, it might be a conversation, a future podcast, if those are signs. Vamos a ver.
Right. Well, we'll see. We have to give it more time.
Absolutely.
But, you know, just because he's aggressive on the field doesn't mean he's aggressive at home.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite part of the performance, of Usher's performance?
I liked when Ludacris came out.
I was waiting for Bieber. I was waiting for Justin Bieber. Yes. I really wanted him to go. Huh. Actually, Todd and I had spoken about it before, the week before, and I really thought he was going to bring him. I heard that he did extend the invitation to Justin, mm-hmm. but that Justin just couldn't do it.
I bet Justin wants to be a headliner, not a guest.
Well, he also has, but I mean, it would have been nice, you know, to mm-hmm. do like a little bit of a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And Usher did discover him. And give mm-hmm. him that opportunity. I don't know. I would have just gone to like support. But, you know, it's easy for me to say. Obviously, for him, it's like you said, you know, he's an artist himself. And I don't know why, you know, he chose not to do it. But I would have enjoyed it more if it would have been Justin or Mariah. I wanted Mariah. I love Alicia Keys, but I feel like she's done it a lot of times. I would have loved Mariah to perform with Usher.
Totally. That would have been good. We haven't chatted since our reunion, have we? You and I?
No. No, we chatted before we left to New York for the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Y ahora. And now.
So what did you think of everybody's looks? Because it looks like we kind of blown up the internet. Everybody thinks we're best dressed again.
Okay. The group. We'll take it.
As a whole,
we'll take it. I think we always make sense. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I felt like our theme, like our colors, our styles.
Yeah.
They all make sense.
Yeah.
It found a harmony. Few of them a little bit costumish just mm-hmm. because I'm not like that person. You know, mm-hmm. I hate costumes. So like I would never.
I know you do.
You know, I do. Right. So I'll never wear something, even like a hat luncheon that que me tengo que colocar el sombrero. I'm like, oh God, I have to wear a hat. Like
yeah, I make you do it. I started that damn luncheon.
I know you did. Right. and even that's like glamorous and stuff. And I've like gotten a love for that because there's a lot of beautiful hats.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see, I'll wear just like a regular hat, like the most simple hat. I don't want to like too over the top.
Uh-huh.
But that's like just
fascinator.
Me. But I love that the other women, you know, understood the assignment. We know that we changed because in the beginning, it was more like it was going to be a cathedral background and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I had to dress more for that. But then when I saw that they changed the setting and the backdrop, I'm like, mm-hmm. you know what? I'm not going to do that look.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it look like in La Calle de Mexico, you know? So that was more like my dress.
Your dress in person was just the quality.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And the I think it was really dark. It was really dark, the setting. Yeah. So you really couldn't appreciate how beautiful that dress was.
You couldn't. Yeah. It's not. It's something you have to see in person or have photographed professionally on camera, the beauty of it. Like, I understand that lace was just.
Te lo presto, mi amiga.
I will totally wear it. Yes. Are you kidding me? It's super chic. It's mm-hmm. really beautiful. Yeah,
it was really beautiful. So whose look besides mine? I mean, besides you.
I was going to say, my favorite was me.
I almost said that, by the way. I almost said that, but you know how everybody thinks, oh yeah, because you think you're this, that, another. Listen, it's my favorite. That's why I wore it. You know what I mean? If I would have thought yours was going to be my favorite, then I would have selected something like you're wearing. But
yeah, well, I helped design it. I knew I wanted the cage and I wanted it to be white and the guy made it come to life. Michael, he's amazing. He's done some of my
It looks really beautiful on you. That is like your look.
It didn't photograph well. Hopefully it looks good on camera.
It will look good on the photos. Yeah, and that's the other thing. That's what a lot of people, you know, sometimes you have to really like sit down and see how the lighting is and everything and see once you're sitting because, mm-hmm. you know, the reunion is sitting, not standing. So mm-hmm. it's really how it photographs as you're sitting or when you're sitting.
Yeah, set.
So whose reunion look did you not like at all? Like you would have said, it was a miss.
I thought that Adriana's headband was like scraping the ceiling. It was so big. It was just too much. It annoyed me.
No le pegaba. I mean, I understand like the flowers, but then the whole crown thing, como like una virgen, it was a little ridiculous, like
and
herself.
She's a small person with a small head, and then she was carrying it. It looked like a big fruit basket. It was enormous.
Yeah.
It was too much.
Yeah. And the props as well.
But, What are you gonna do? Oh, right. The sacrilege of the rosary and the Bible on her
lap. The Bible.
Mm-hmm. Holding it and telling lies. Honestly, I can't.
Right.
Don't get me started.
Right. No. Our podcast is not about the other ladies, except maybe on rare occasions, like perhaps today.
Today's gonna be one of those days.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because we don't wanna make it about the housewives.
Absolutely.
But you know, there's some things we do need to like touch upon. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about our reunion looks, which I think, like you said, that everybody loved our reunion looks. You know, and I think they also like compare us with other shows that are on the air at the same time, other franchises.
Mm-hmm.
So we stick out because, you know, we always do look good.
We get best dressed every year.
Okay. Yeah, we like it. We'll take it.
We like it. We'll take it.
Well, speaking of best dress,
yeah,
Jennifer Lopez to mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. is my best dressed.
Yeah.
So Jennifer Lopez is putting in her own money, actually $20 million, mm-hmm. of her own money, and she's defying skeptics to tell her Ben Affleck love story.
Mm-hmm. It's a three-part multimedia project that is a documentary, a film, and an album. That's a lot. I would think all that would cost more than $20 million. A documentary, well, film.
I don't know. I mean, it might be like a trend that these actresses are setting, because Sofia Vergara also financed and produced her Griselda Netflix.
Well, it's in it because they're going to make triple the money back. They're smart. No,
and I think because also they want to bring in other people and they want them to believe. So if I am investing my own money, you're going to believe in my project. Mm-hmm. And
I'm going to make you say what I want you to say because it's my money.
Well, that too. I mean, I don't know how this would work. But she's self-financing a $20 million three-part multimedia project where she's examining her life as a serial romantic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and I can do that.
I already love it. An album, This Is Me, now, which is a sequel to her 2002 album, This Is Me. Then a musical film, This Is Me. Well, she's so obsessed with herself. I love it. And now a love story and a documentary about making the film and the album, both releasing on Amazon Prime Video. Again, I think it's like a trend because Beyonce did it, Taylor Swift did it, and then now she's doing a three-part. So she's incorporating a little bit of everything. It's going to be her album.
Madonna was the first one to do it when she did her Blonde Ambition tour back in the early 90s.
It's over now. That is true. You know, everybody's coming back and I guess looking back and seeing those examples. Mm-hmm.
That's how they make money.
And people really like that. People really like that. And I think that these artists, you know, it's not like us, like they've kept their personal life. Well, in Sofia Vergara's case is different because it was based on a true story of somebody else, not her life.
Yeah.
But something like Beyonce or Taylor Swift and now Jennifer, what she's doing, it's more so that we can see them more as not only an artist, but a human being.
Relatable.
Right. Exactly. She wants to be more relatable as a wife, as a mom, you know, as a human. And she's bringing in Jane Fonda, Trevor Noah, Post Malone, Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Yes. Kiki Palmer. Mm-hmm. And Affleck is also going to play part. He's going to be a TV commentator.
Yeah. I guess that must be the film, not the documentary, because he's playing a part.
Right. So I heard that her inner circle has been telling her from the start that the project might be a really bad idea. She started with the idea of the album, then it turned into a musical film. People are scared to put themselves out there.
Musical films.
Oh, I kind of like them.
When people are like acting and all of a sudden they start singing, I can't.
But I didn't know that she can do that. Did you know that? Has she ever done theater?
And she sings, so I guess she can stop.
Yeah, well, we'll see that. I guess people want to watch and see if she can do it.
Maybe her friends think it's a bad idea because they know she's probably going to get married again.
No, you know why her friends think it's a bad idea? Just like our friends think it's a bad idea for us to do our show. Because people are scared to put themselves out there. And then that's what it is. It takes people a really long time. And she's saying the same thing I say. This is why I love her so much. She's like, I get it. It took me a long time. I'm scared. But I don't act like I'm scared. That's the secret to my whole fucking career. This is Jennifer speaking, not Alexia, by the way. I've been on this journey. And I've been trying to figure it out. Now I feel like because Ben and I have rediscovered each other. And now that we're married, I have something to offer. This is the defining piece of work that's going to close the chapter so I can move on to the next part of my life. Tiene mucha vida. Hello, right?
What's the next part? The next marriage?
No.
Because I'm telling you there's going to be another one.
I mean, there could be. I mean, she's so young. She can do whatever she wants and that's fine. But, you know, I think that the good thing about the way she's doing it, obviously, it's not reality TV. She has control of her narrative. So we're only going to see,
you know, hopefully she'll see.
Yeah. But I think that sometimes we do see like the dirty and the ugly and like, you know, whatever it may be, whatever issue is that she may be going through. You know, I hope she's really honest. I think that that's what's going to people really going to want to tune in.
She's going to have to leave that stuff. Do you remember the reality show Whitney and Houston had with Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that was real stuff. That was one of
see, but you're not going to say that about J-Lo because J-Lo's not that girl. You know what I mean? Whitney had a different kind of life and, you know, she was very, you know, intoxicated. and they lived a very crazy life them together. So unfortunately, we, you know, we got to see that. Actually, that makes me feel very uncomfortable. I don't even like to see such a train wreck.
Yeah.
But I think Jennifer's is going to be really nice and interesting to watch. You know, and she's a boss. She's a boss. She could do whatever she wants. Now she's she's $20 million to blow in her series. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Ben's gonna smile at one point in one of these films?
All she has to do is bring him his Dunkin' Donuts, some cigarettes, and the coffee, and he'll smile.
Or BJ.
No sé if he likes that or not.
Who doesn't like a BJ, bro?
I don't know their sexual stuff. I don't know if he likes that or not. I'm sure he does. Yeah, or if she likes giving them, maybe he likes it, but, you know, I don't know that she does that.
You don't know if she does that?
I don't know if she does it to him, bro. I don't know if she does it for him.
Maybe that's why he doesn't smile, because he's not getting them.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I think it's just his thing, and people love to talk about it.
Maybe that will fix everything. One good BJ.
I loved the commercial.
It was fun.
Halftime commercials were really good, but my favorite was J-Lo's. I thought it was so good when they all left and she goes, "Now, Tom, you can stay."
That was my favorite part, which was, "Tom, you can stay." Tom, I was like, "You can stay. We're on the same page, lady."
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. That was my favorite part, too.
Right. Yeah, so when you see someone like J-Lo that's being vulnerable about her love life, like she is, did it inspire you in your personal life?
We do that on our show. Not
everybody does it on our show, baby. First of all, in our show, nobody's vulnerable. Okay. Who's vulnerable in our show? So we can't even compare that.
Everybody lies
and nobody wants to talk about their personal life. I'm one of the few that have been authentic.
You have genuine.
It opens up for me. Right. And it's kind of like what she says, you know, and that's why I can relate to her like that. That like it's scary, you know, it's scary because you don't know. It's scary for yourself and it's scary for the people to listen to it because you don't know how people are going to accept it and take it. Right. And then there's criticism. There's so many other things that happen.
Weighs on your relationship.
But I think that we've reached a point, just like she probably has, that we're our age and we don't care. We don't care what you think of us anymore. Like, I don't care. And if you then why are you listening to us? And why are you following us? And why are you writing a comment? You know, so I really don't care. So I love that we're going to see her in a vulnerable way. You know, besides in her movies, because this is like her real life. And then she's going to get to talk about her love life. I don't know how Ben's going to feel about that, because usually the men are the ones that don't like that.
She was probably like, "You better smile in this thing, because I'm laying down some fine coin and this is a PR move."
Well, he's going to be in it as well. Well, she's always, you know, everybody can say that about her because she's been relevant every single time. Mm-hmm. Y cuando ve que se está cayendo, she does the comeback y sale con algo bigger and better. You know, but she's always going to be like arriba de la bola. She's always going to be like there. Like nobody's bringing this woman down.
That I can agree with.
That's what I really admire about her.
Mm-hmm.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura Podcast Network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Do you think the public persona of Jennifer and her romances has been exaggerated?
No. No. Her all her romances?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's been exaggerated. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, she's really been with all these men and she's always been romantically involved. And she herself, you know, talks about how she's in love with love and she's never giving up on love and, you know, second
chance.
She
sounds like us.
Yeah.
But,
you know, our show's, right, our show's a little different and we don't get to talk about those things in our show. And I wish, like, in our kind of show, that we're all friends, that we can have these conversations, you know, without getting into a fight and without saying, oh, you're, but I feel like you have to be open and you have to be honest. And I think that she's a point in her life where maybe she wants to, like, open up and, you know, just get it all out.
I think she wants to clear it for people because everyone has so much skepticism about her relationship with Ben. Maybe she wants to have people look, this is what it's really like. It's not what you think. I think it's a marketing
thing. What do you
think
people think?
That he's not happy. We've talked about this. He's not happy because he's always grumpy or slamming a door, frowning.
But maybe that's just him. That's just him.
Maybe it is. And maybe when we watch it, we'll be like, oh, that's just Ben. Who knows?
I think that that's just him because there's no reason why he would be like in this situation. And he did the commercial with her. He goes to all the awards, which he shows that he doesn't like, but he still goes. And I don't know. I think they're both in a stage in their lives where they've kind of like.
Why does he smile when he's with his ex, though?
But when is he smiling? When he's with the kids and with the ex? Because she probably says like such, you know, probably like a stupid joke or a dumb joke between them or something like that.
Okay, well.
Maybe he's not tan agradable, you know. Why are we blaming her?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because I'm not a big fan. I've got to think. I mean, if she had a sad face and he was smiley, I'd think, oh, he's not making her
happy.
Well,
we get it. The guy doesn't like the paparazzis. Unlike some of the people on our show that are obsessed with the paparazzis, you know, Ben Affleck doesn't like it. So, of course, every time he leaves his house or he's somewhere and they go at him, you know, he's grumpy and he doesn't like it. That's fine. When you don't like something, that's what you do. You know, you reject it and that's what you're going to get out of him.
By the way, I bet that Dunkin' Donuts ad paid her the $20 million to do these three things.
Oh, yeah. Easy peasy. Of course, she wins that in, yeah, she earns that in in an hour.
Please, she makes that up for money just sitting in the bank, doing nothing, working for her. Okay. So Jennifer also says that when she appeared as a musical guest on SNL a few weeks ago, and Ayo Edebiri was the host, and apologized to her because of the 2020 comments she made. She said that
Lopez was a scam.
Yeah. She said Lopez was a scam, and I think she said she felt uncomfortable. Wait, hold on. Ayo Edebiri's comments resurfaced when someone dug up that she said on a podcast about Lopez, "I appreciate a good scam. Today, I was actually thinking about one of my favorite scams of all time. J-Lo's performing at the Super Bowl halftime show. The quote was mentioned on air that night. Lopez did her best to shake it off."
That's so mean. I'm sorry. That's really mean.
That's like Housewives show stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, that's really mean. And that's, it's like jealousy because, I mean, how can you say something like this about somebody else like that? I don't know. I just think this is very mean. Yeah.
She says she was mortified and very sweet, says Lopez about talking to Edebiri backstage afterwards. She came to my dressing room and apologized with tears in her eyes, saying how terrible it was that she had said those things. She felt really badly and loved my performance because we had just done my sound check and she actually got to hear me perform. She was just like, "I'm so fucking sorry." Ooh, can we curse on here? Mm-hmm. It was so
Jennifer did.
Right. Okay. So
this was
Jennifer cursing, not Marisol. Mm-hmm. "It was also awful of me," Lopez shrugs. "It's funny. I've heard similar things said about me throughout my career. So it really doesn't affect me." But you know what?
Good for you, J-Lo. Yeah. It's true. But a lot of people have said that about J-Lo. And by the way, why don't people say she's the hardest working woman? One of the hardest working women in Hollywood.
Really, really, really hard.
Because with the little talent that supposedly people think she has, she's been so successful. Mm-hmm. And she's made it work, like you said. I mean, she's always been at the right place at the right time, and she's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a tough one.
So to me, I look, you know, because there's other people that just have that gift and really don't do anything with it. So maybe her with the little gift that she had or not having as big of a gift as other actresses or singers, she's done so much with her career. Yeah. I love her music. I love the way she dances. She makes me laugh. I love the movies, maybe not all of them that she's been in, but like the romantic comedies I love.
Rom-coms.
Wish her all the best.
I'm going to tell
you. And I'll be watching.
Tell you something a famous friend of mine said a long time ago. I'm not going to say her name. She's too big of a star and I don't like to name drop. But she said to me, "The only way to survive in Hollywood is being a bitch."
Not only in Hollywood, in our show, in Miami, in life.
This was before there were reality shows.
But even so, I mean, really, even, you know, like life's hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to be a bitch sometimes, you know, and you can be a nice bitch. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to be a bitch sometimes.
Mm-hmm. A tough bitch.
And sometimes, you know, like life lessons are the ones that make you like that. You know, te hace madura.
You
could still be sweet and nice, but you're just like tougher.
And you lose patience for bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But how easily do you think that J-Lo really was okay, like accepted her apology? You think, how easily can you shrug when someone's calling you a scam? I mean, that was like pretty offensive. But considering the circumstances, like backstage, you're not going to like, you know, I think that J-Lo was like the bigger person.
Yeah.
And said, you know, pretend like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever, you know, just like shrug it off and like nothing ever happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But what about you? How easily can you shrug something like that if somebody will call you a scam or call you something else?
Oh, please. They call me worse all the time on the Instagram.
On the internet.
You should see the shit I see. I'm like, wait, what? Are you kidding me?
No, but this is different. She was there on SNL with the other girl.
Uh-huh.
And she knew the girl had said that.
Well, that usually happens. And I'm not going to name drop again, but I had a situation a long time ago when the show first aired. And there was no Instagram. There was just Twitter. And there was a celebrity making fun of my mother's looks. And then I ran into her in person. And she grabbed me and was like, "I love you and your mom." And I was like, "No, you don't. I know exactly what you said." And we had an argument, a big argument. And it's different. It's easy to say stuff behind people's back. And then when you see them in person, you act like, yeah.
I'm sure that she never thought she was going to be sharing the stage at SNL with J-Lo after,
right,
you know,
right,
you know,
right,
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? It's a lesson to her too. It's a lesson to her too.
Right. And that's I think that's a big reason why you and I don't talk about other Housewives shows. You know, we don't want to, trash other people.
Yeah, I don't want to see them at BravoCon and them come up to me and say, oh, you and point the finger. No, besides that, you know what? I feel like we're all in this together.
Exactly.
We all do the same thing. How can I sit here and criticize them?
We have to support each other because we have a hard job, and you have to be, the only way to be good is to be a little controversial, to be, extremely quick, and
I mean, you don't have to like everybody, but you just don't have to be so mean and so like ruthless with your words and, with your observations or with your criticism.
You got to be careful.
But like J-Lo says, like she's used to it just like we are. And, at this point in our lives, you don't really care.
Well, on a happy note, so that problem was like in 2012 that I had with this celebrity. Mm-hmm. And the person DM'd me a couple of weeks ago. I haven't even shown it to you. With a long apology. Says, every time I watch you on the show, I feel really bad about that. Mm. And I hope you can, forgive me. And I was like, it's fine, man.
Is that person looking for a cameo on our show?
No, they don't. They live in California.
No, I know, but I'm just telling you. I'm just trying to be funny. No, they can still come to Miami.
Yeah. No, but you know what?
Yeah, con la vida da mucha vuelta. La vida da mucha vuelta, so you have to be really careful.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate. Because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right. Well, next topic, my friend. This is an interesting one. I know you and I have a lot of thoughts about the Larsen Marcus split or not split, or let me or what
or what split. Or marketing stunt or I don't or know. We don't know hustle. At this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna read this.
And by the way, the only reason why we're even talking about this. Uh-huh. Is because everyone else is because she wants people to talk about her and Marcus.
Well, no,
because
no, no,
if
no.
not, this could have been done very very
privately.
Privately.
Well, now she's made it very public. So,
well, she made it very public as of Sunday when right. everyone was watching the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and you know, people that know of them and know her and follow. You know, she mm-hmm. decided to do that on her social media.
Well, and then you know, we've been involved in it because we're friends and we've worried about her and we've reached out to her, and so mm-hmm. now we're all involved. And I think that, you know,
well, I don't think she likes people to be involved or to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So well, you may be getting a phone call, my friend.
I don't care. I might not answer.
Okay, that's I mean, I don't care either. I just feel like we need to talk about it because I guess she wants everybody to talk about it because right. that's how I feel. Like right. it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So when okay. you make your life so public like that, because they could have easily had a fight mm-hmm. or broken up and no one would have found out. The only reason why anybody of found course. Out that minute is because she announced it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So because of that, we can talk as well.
Absolutely. So let me jump into this. So Larsa and Marcus split after more than a year of dating. The pair, who were confirmed to be dating in early 2023, have gone their separate ways. Source confirms to People magazine. Let's just
who are these sources this. Confirming to know. People magazine? Like, are you kidding me?
I'm guessing it was her. This is what I'm guessing, because as things have developed. Okay, so fast forward. They each deleted all the photos of each other on their Instagram pages and right. unfollowed each other.
Right. And cuando eso pasa, mi amiga, is yeah, because something really like bad that pissed you off did that. Because right. there's no way if you guys are just going your separate ways because you want, you're working on yourselves and you're doing personal growth. Mm-hmm. There's no way, you know, spontaneously on a Sunday at 8 o'clock at night, you tell the entire world that you guys broke up and follow each other
uh-huh.
and take a survey whether you should follow your boyfriend or not or unfollow them.
Uh-huh. So, and by the way, I read that, and because I'm a loyal friend and out of girl code, I unfollowed him.
Boy, well, I never followed him because I'm a girl and her friend. I don't follow anybody's guys that I'm not like friendly with. And yes, clearly. I'm friends with Marcus, but I don't follow any. I don't follow none of the guys. I don't follow none of the house husbands.
Well, I think that there's a respect there, of course, like you. And he was following me. And I said to her, should I follow him back? And she said, yes. So I did.
Oh, you asked her for permission?
Of course I did. Of course, because I'm that kind of a person.
Oh, now with Larsa, you got to have to ask her for permission. Yeah.
No. Like, I don't even have your husband's phone number. And I would never even ask for it. Like, I'm not that person.
I mean, have Boo Bear's number.
I know you do. I just don't camp good with it.
No, anyway. In case of an emergency, I'll call Boo Bear 911 so that you don't have to have Boo Bear's number. But anyways, yeah.
So here's
she says part. That it has nothing to do with her family input, but it's solely for their personal growth. Do you believe that?
She said that it was for their personal growth.
Yes. Absolutely.
So why did he post a picture with his father when he erased all of her photos? Like he
that was like, his personal like, growth. Yeah,
because my dad and I have had to come to Jesus. Like he's, you know, Don Carleone.
Do you think his family? Do you think the Jordan family has had an input on this whole relationship that has weighed in and has?
At first, I did, but now that other things have come to light, I'm starting to feel like we've all been scammed. And my mind is going a million.
Ooh, so Larsa's a scammer too? Are you repeating?
I am feeling like this whole little scenario has been some sort of a scam. Because here's one thing that I know, because I had a PR firm and I was a publicist. Jesus, I've dropped that a lot today. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. I know about press and paparazzi very well. And I know where they hang out.
Of course.
I know they hang out all over the beaches.
How did they know that we're getting back together on Valentine's Day? How did the paparazzi know to get a picture of them, right?
Okay, let me finish. Huh. Let me finish my point. I know where they hang. We all know they hang out at Carbone and Prime 112 and between the hotels on the beach.
They don't hang out in Tria Flowers.
No, trust me. They're not hanging out outside of floor shops. It is not a location that is heavily trafficked by celebrities. Mm-hmm. And by the way, who even goes to a flower shop anymore? Don't you just order flowers?
Of course. Absolutely.
So
it was so staged. It was so staged.
I mean, because I know this nobody because even I did cares. This for a living. And I'm like, wait a minute. So now all of a sudden, you're in a flower shop together? But how does a photographer know? Because they don't
know. And how do you walk into...
They don't. That's not a moneymaker hanging out by a flower shop. Trust me, I know the spots in this town.
But everybody knows. Everybody knows it's staged.
You know, in LA, it's Chris.
And this is why we're even talking about it because it's so ridiculous at this point.
Well, now I'm pissed because I was upset for her. You and I spent a lot of time talking about it, feeling bad.
Yeah, we were like, no matter what. Yeah, even though everyone was rooting against them, I was not rooting against them. I loved them. I loved them together. I love to see her happy and in love and him as well. So when I first saw that, I said, wow, like, oh my God, can you imagine how Larsa must be feeling? I felt terrible for her.
Yeah.
And I reached out, even though I know she wasn't very happy with me because of the reunion.
You
have to tune in. But even so, I know how to put my differences aside. And when I know that somebody can be in pain or is hurting, I'm going to reach out to them. So I did. She responded later on at night, thanks, with an XO. Mm-hmm. But then 2 days later, she gets back with Marcus and it's all over the place again. And the only reason why we
really
don't-
apart, because this is ridiculous. You don't delete all those photos. And then 2 days later, you call a paparazzi and you're hanging out. I feel like it was just a publicity stunt. And that's
But do you think the whole relationship is a publicity stunt and they're
I have to tell you, it's crossed my mind now that this happened. Now that I'm looking at the whole thing and the timing and everything, I'm like, and I was a publicist. I'm like, this smells.
Well, I think it was very calculated. The fact that she dropped that bomb. First of all, you're not that relevant. Okay, everybody's watching the Super Bowl, but of course, I follow her. So do you. In the housewife world, in the housewife world. Well, because I had people texting me, is this true?
Yeah.
So, and I figured you would know because I had my phone down. Mm-mm. So you reached out to her, and she said it was. So.
Yeah. No, she said it was true, the breakup. Yeah.
Of course, So, because I didn't, I was like into my game, so I didn't do any of that. But I saw so many people reaching out to me and asking me, and I said, I think if she would do something like that, I don't think that could be, I think that that's true. I mean, I would never lie about something like that. I just don't know why she's doing so publicly. And, she wanted to call more attention. First of all, you're not that famous. And it's not like you're dating Michael Jordan that people would really care, but she did do that. And then 2 or 3 days later, she's back with him, which I don't care. I want her happiness. So if that's what makes her happy, but now.
Me too. But why don't you tell your why don't you tell your friends, hey, things are fine now. We're okay. Because we were all really worried. I was like, I'm going to come see you. I unfollowed Marcus. I went into girlfriend mode. And now, when I see the flower or the paparazzi photos, I was like, oh my God, are she playing all of us? That upsets me.
We are all thinking that. Yeah. I mean, I just think it's very calculated. I think everything she does is very calculated. I mean, the fact that she waited, I don't know when the fight was. I don't know what prompted it. I don't know. I don't have any details. But the fact that she waited till Sunday at 7 or 8 o'clock when the Super Bowl was on to announce that and put it in her story. And then all the other bloggers in the housewife world pick it up and this, that, and the other. And then she has TMZ on speed dial because everything she does, she reports it to TMZ. And TMZ picks it up.
One of them had to have told at least one outlet that they had deleted all their photos and unfollowed each other because people were watching the Super Bowl and nobody's paying attention to that.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. Like, nobody cares. But the fact that she thinks that people care and then she calls all the outlets and everybody picks it up and then it starts becoming about that. I mean, I think that's pretty, like, I think that's pretty sick. I mean, like, who like thinks about all those things? I'm just in shock.
If I had put this whole plan together and it was a PR stunt, I would have at least waited a month or 3 weeks before I get back and take pictures with my guy. You know,
obviously she doesn't have a PR person, because I don't know what PR person and publicist can be telling her to handle her personal life like this. Because mm-hmm. it's different when we're filming. The cameras are not here now. So why mm-hmm. are you doing this? You know what I mean? If you get into a fight and you're filming, you're going to film in your apartment that day and Marcus is not there, instead of lying, say the truth, whatever it might be. But the fact that we're not filming right now and she still wants to make her relationship so public and her life so public is shocking to me. Because then she doesn't want us to talk about it, but yet she's making it so public, right? Well, that's the problem that I have with her.
Yeah, it's very duplicitous. It's not, yeah. I'm feeling, you know, I really, really liked them together and I really, really liked him. And I'm feeling like they're just playing all of us and they're in cahoots.
Right. Yeah, I believe the same thing. I've thought about that myself. I'm like, you know what? They're both in it together because they're both benefiting from this relationship. You know, Marcus has become famous. You know, mm-hmm. because of her, they're both mm-hmm. making money. You know, they have storylines. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just like a win-win-win situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they start believing it. They start believing it because to me, this whole thing is just very weird. The way that she did it on Sunday, the way she announced that they had broken up. And then 2 days later, the way they got back together. I mean,
on Valentine's
to on buy Valentine's flowers. Day.
My
right.
husband, Steve's like, why does she only have one flower? That's really weird. He notices the funniest things. He goes, zoom in the picture. She only has one flower in her hand. I'm like, I don't know, Steve. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. It's weird.
Well, you know, I mean, it's weird to us because we would never do something like that. But for her, this is how she lives her life. But what I have a problem with is then she's on a reality show with us and she doesn't show her real life. Yeah. Right? I mean,
we show it to the internet, but doesn't talk about it with us.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the only reason why I'm even talking about this now, Marisol. Because you can't separate your life outside the show with the show life. Because you're gonna have to give us answers.
Mm-hmm. She's actually doing the same thing. We're seeing it, but she's not confirming anything. She doesn't say anything. We're just watching it through pictures and speculation. It's the same thing. So
right. I know. But what I'm trying to say is that she wants like everybody to know about it. Yet we can't have an observation or a comment or ask a question without her getting, you know, very mad about it and having a fight with us. Mm-hmm. But she's the one that's putting it all out there is the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
Because if she wouldn't have put all of this out in the public, it's not like we're filming. Again, what I'm saying, it's, you know, when we're filming is a different story, but we're not filming now. So she could have kept her little fight with Marcus on Sunday quiet. You know, maybe it's because Marcus didn't take her to the Super Bowl. Maybe they got into a fight because of that. Maybe they got into a fight because Marcus wanted to watch the game with his dad and she wasn't invited. We don't know. And we're never going to know, by the way, because she's never going to say the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she makes it so public is why I'm talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
because if she didn't make it public, we wouldn't know about it and we wouldn't be talking about it. But I feel like she wants everyone to know.
I'm a little hurt as a friend. And then the fact that 2 days later,
sorry,
I'm a little hurt as a friend, quite frankly. You know,
wait, you thought you were her friend? Wait, you think she considers you her friend?
Well, I was being a friend, and I was concerned. And
I'm, so and was I. Even me, prodigy, even me, I was like, oh my god, she's gonna be yeah. No, I know that. I know that. So, but what I'm trying
to... Are you upset? Because when you invest in a friend, I know you're like me, you're super loyal.
No, you know what?
You're not there for them.
You know what? I'm not disappointed. I'm not upset and I'm not disappointed because this is how she is. And we've seen it, Marisol. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, I'm not going to set myself up for failure because I'm not disappointed because I see that she's like that. How are you going to announce to your followers or to the world, your little Bravo world or whatever it is that you call it, about that when you know, you don't even tell us, you know, as your friends. Why didn't you pick up the phone and tell you, like, I'm going through this. I got into a really bad fight with Marcus and blah, blah, blah. And ask for advice. Should I unfollow him? Should I do? I mean, because I would have advised her, don't do that, Larsa. Like, everybody's going to see that. And then everybody's going to talk about it. But I feel like she wants that. She wants that attention.
Yeah.
So if she wants it, you got it, Larsa. We're here talking about you because you put this out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to call TMZ about it because I don't care about, like, any of those outlets. This is our podcast and we're talking about it now. And by the way, what's going to happen to their podcast?
What's happening to their podcast? They're very unstable. So my next question to you is, I may have already answered this. I mean, are you ever going to believe in the sincerity of that relationship moving forward?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No,
I
can't. Like, you know, I think that all the signs are there. And then that's why, you know, you can't say, oh, you know, no. So yeah, all the signs are there. And I have a lot of questions, and which I don't even want to ask her, because she'll say, oh, well, it's none of your business. Because
you'll see it on the internet eventually. Your answers will get
right. Right. The only person that she talks to is TMZ. So you know what? Go talk to TMZ and we'll read it. But then you can't say, oh, you know, like, but out of my business. No, we're in your business because you put it out there.
Business. Yeah.
You put it out there. So that means you want everybody to talk about this.
She put a directive on her Instagram to unfollow her boyfriend. And that's exactly what I did. I feel like,
first of all, how immature is that, Marisol? It is. How immature is that? I don't even want to talk about age, because we know she doesn't like it, or nobody likes it, as a matter of fact. But that's so immature. That's something like a 17-year-old would do, a 20-year-old. I mean, I honestly, yeah.
I don't like putting cryptic messages on my Instagram. I keep my Instagram happy and light.
Right. I mean, everybody's like different, but she keeps her life very public in the internet. And you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but don't drag us all into it too emotionally, because I feel like I've been.
Well, I mean, you know that she starred in season 2 of The Traitors, and the reunion, their reunion is going to be filming soon, March 1st. Do you think they're both going to show up? Of course they are.
Of course they are. And now that they're buddies,
they want to get paid, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why they did a little reunion again
on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So that they can plan what they're going to tell Andy in the reunion.
Well, maybe they'll break up again, so there's a cliffhanger, and then they'll surprise everyone and be there. Who knows?
Yeah. You see, that's one of the signs why I don't think it's a real relationship, because when you're in a real relationship and you are really hurt and you're going through all this, you're not going to go on social media. Like,
wait,
put this out there on your story. Like, if the person is like, whatever, like, you just don't do that. And it wasn't like a month or two or three. I get it. The first 3 months, even 6 months. I mean, they've been together for over a year, and the kind of relationship that they've had is not, I wouldn't have expected that. That's why I was a little bit like confused and in shock, because I would have never expected this kind of behavior.
No,
from either of them.
Well, I think you read it. I sent it to you. There was an article that someone sent me in my DM that apparently he was active on the celebrity dating site Raya. There was a whole article about it.
Yeah. I read that too. Yeah. I mean, that's like the word on the street. Like,
so if you have a serious relationship, what are you doing on this active? No, it's active. That's weird.
Right. You know, again, those are the only two people that can answer that. Uh-huh. And the problem that I had, and it's the problem that I had in the reunion as well, is that they sit there and they lie. So it's like, you know, you can't have a conversation with a liar. So that's why I don't even like want to talk to her, because it's just like all lies. So, you know, what do you do? So if he really was on Raya, I don't know, because I don't have any of those apps, but there's anybody out there
that can confirm it?
Right. No, I mean, I don't know why he would have it, or if she even knows about it or not. But I just think that this whole, I never really questioned their relationship, by the way.
I always
thought that they were really in love.
Either.
And even though they had the 16-year difference, to me, it wasn't such a thing.
I didn't see it.
Because I always found them very mature, very put together.
Very
pleasant. And I still feel the same way about them.
Me too.
And truthfully, I really thought that they liked each other. And I thought that they were even in love with each other.
Me too.
So this really surprised me. But the way she behaved on Sunday was of a person that either got cheated on, or somebody, you know, slid into his DM, she got his phone, something like that. Mm-hmm. It had to be something like that because I know her. And mm-hmm. and I know that that's the only reason why she would, you know, delete all his pictures. Because even if it had something to do with the family.
But he deleted hers too.
So he did it after she started it. Uh-huh. She was the one that did it. And when I guess they told him, hey, you know, this girl, deleted all your pictures and unfollowed you. He went to his and he unfollowed it. And but, you know, he's.
I don't know. I'm starting to feel an ay por favor coming on right now.
Oh, no. Ay por favor all the way. Everything about it is ay por favor. But do you think, because I know she never wanted to talk about it. Do you think that he's like that? I mean, you can't because now they're back together. Because a lot of people were saying, well, you know, he finally listened to his dad and, you know, and he broke it off. I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about that? Do you think that the family has had any influence?
I think that they're at this point, what my gut is telling me from what I've seen, again, because of my marketing background, that they're in business together. This is a business deal.
That's a scam, my friend.
That's what I said before. I feel scammed.
That's a real scam. If this is true, can you prove that?
Of course not. But
can you prove it? Do you have investigative skills too? I know you have the PR ones.
I'm just watching the call the paparazzi thing and was like, come on, man. 2 days later and,
I mean, maybe she wants everybody to think, oh, look, we're back together. Like, so the girls don't think that he's like on the market.
Well, why doesn't she just call the girls and say we're back together and not, you know what I mean?
Well, girls, I was thinking about the single ladies.
I don't know. Something. It's.
Starting, I don't know. Listen. To,
my thoughts have changed a lot since yesterday. If we had done this podcast 2 days ago, we would have a completely different conversation.
Absolutely, because we were really with her and thinking, "Wow, you know, we feel so bad that you know that she's in pain. She must be so hurt and she's suffering." But after we saw this. And even if she would have gone back with Marcus, that happens too. My thing is like, what happened that she completely deleted his pictures and unfollowed him? Something bad had to happen. Like they had to have a crazy fight where she got really, really pissed for her to do that. I'm not even that mad that they got back together because I'm just upset about the fact that she makes it all public. I want you to understand me. The problem I have with her.
I get it.
Is that she makes all this public without the show because we're not filming. So don't say, oh, I had to do it because of the show. No, she did it because she's obsessed with the fame and the TMZ and calling everybody and the paparazzi and the whole thing.
She didn't need to do it that way.
She didn't need to do it that way. I know, but who wants to do that?
We can do that all day long, call the paparazzi and then take our picture too, but we don't do that.
Of course not. But what I'm saying is like when you're in a real relationship, and you really are suffering and you're in love, you're not going to have that kind of behavior. And you're a grown ass woman. I mean, who does that?
Well, that's why all of this is starting to smell weird to me. That's what I'm saying. Me prendió el bombillo. Uh-huh. I'm thinking about it in a different way. Just like you, I really like
him. I mean, like you said, there's so many theories and we don't know the truth.
No.
Yeah. And, you know, and the fact that she's going to be upset because we're talking about it. Is even more crazy.
I'm a little.
It's even more crazy because we're the ones. Of course, that's what I'm saying. I said we're the ones that should be upset because we're seeing all this and reading all this, and we were truly concerned for her. And then,
drop a friend like laughing it off 2 days later. Things are better. Okay, great. I don't want to read about it. Tell your friends. So that makes me think I'm not really a friend. I don't know.
Listen, I mean,
I don't like being played.
Mm-mm. Well, you know what? She's a player. So what can I tell you?
Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Hate
the game. Exactly. Listen, I'm not interested in playing that game at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, ya tú sabes.
Well, I
por favor.
Yeah, totally. I por favor. Well, enough of that because we can go on for hours and
I mean, like I said, you know, it's really too bad that we're not filming. That's all I can think about.
I know. I'm like, why don't you wait?
Yeah. You know why the cameras aren't going to come back for that? Because she's going to lie about it. She's not going to say the truth because somebody that's really, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, are we kidding? Are we going to sit down and she's going to lie to us and she's going to get mad because we have a question or Julia has something to ask her or Julia has a comment or Kiki or Adriana or me?
It would be better for her if she would just explain things instead of leaving things all open to speculation. Now, when you get speculation, we're going to piss her off, but we're speculating because you haven't been open.
Right.
And so but now we I have think all
that
these
that's
theories.
Just the way she is. Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, the same that we do, everybody else does. And we're never going to know the truth. And that's, to me, is what's frustrating. Well, you know, to be with a group of women that do that. Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need to know everybody's truth, but at least our friends can be truthful with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Me neither.
Sacawol. And don't call me afterwards.
Me quiere preparar un traguito.
You want me to make you drink? I wish I could. You live like an hour from me. Mine's empty.
I need a sip. Where's your drink? I need a sip of it.
It's empty. I made a small one.
No, esto me sacó. Yeah, yeah.
Yo antes de que nos pusiéramos aquí a empezar, me entró un calor. Me tuve que quitar los pantalones. Yo estoy aquí en underwear. In a shirt. Yeah, I'm in underwear and a shirt.
I put the air conditioning really cold. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, I'm glad that we got to talk of the shit we did before you started feeling bad.
Yeah. No, I felt bad before. I'm better now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So I was able to talk shit with you.
Yeah. I love it.
Where are you going to dinner tonight? You guys going to dinner?
Probably.
Donde?
Yeah, we go out every dinner. We go out around here. We had Italian last night. Maybe tonight we'll have steak.
Ooh,
or Hailstones or something around here. Or sushi. Yeah, we'll do something different.
That's always good.
Pero bueno, hopefully I'll see you soon. Me too.
Yeah, I want to go out this weekend.
Bueno, te quiero un montón. It's always so much fun talking about you. We're going to break the internet. I mean, no, talking with you, sorry. Remember, I had some champagne at the event that was at earlier.
I don't know how you can get a buzz with champagne. It doesn't do anything to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you have a lot of glasses of champagne like I did, you can.
If anyone and can buzz all champagne, it's you. You've always loved
it. I know. Pero después, after it hits me, like while I'm drinking, I'm good. But then after, it's like, se me enredan las palabras. Like right now, I'm like,
I like
changing
it.
All my words. Mm-hmm.
Bueno, I love you. And hasta la próxima. And thank you, everyone, for listening to us again. And
gracias por escucharnos. Thank you for listening. We went a little bit out of our comfort zone because, like we said, we never talk about our other women on the housewife shows, but we felt it was very necessary and relevant to do that.
I hope we don't end up getting a spanking.
And yeah, I hope you like this episode, and you can listen to us on iHeart, Spotify,
Apple. Yeah. I don't know them all. We're all over the place. We keep growing and growing like shrooms. All right, everyone. See you next week.
Hasta la próxima.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at iPorFavorPodcast. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars.
Hasta luego.
Hasta la próxima.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20 en español.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.